Welcome back, guys. This is the Lost Boys. It's one of our special side quests here that we put out once in a while. We can't get the whole crew together. It's Jason. So with me is Skelly. I have a feeling soon enough we might just be running the Lost Boys podcast, just the two of us, with how things are going. Chris is kind of hard to get on the horn here to knock these out. But yeah, like I said, it's going to be me and Skelly here. We're going to talk a little bit of WandaVision. We're going to talk a little bit about the COVID vaccine, a little bit of video games and things like that. But before we get into any of that stuff, what's going on, Skelly? How was your day?
Bro, I started my day off like that one day when you burned your hand. Well, remember when we were working together and you touched that hot spot real quick and like your skin turned white?
Oh, that was on my leg. Yeah.
Oh, that was like, oh, dude, I was like fucking, so I was like hitting this bong and I was like, I just had the flame on it like real hard. And I fucking go to grab the fucker, dude. And within 2 seconds, I'm like, that hurt. And then I look at my finger and it's just like white. And for the rest of the day, that bitch fucking hurt like a bitch. And so I thought
Yeah,
of you all day today.
that was like way worse though, because that shit that machine had been running for a while. Like my skin immediately fell off.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, your skin, my skin actually still, I put my skin right on the ice cube immediately. So, but like, yeah, you didn't have that opportunity, so your fucking skin just like fell right off. But yeah, no, they called me into a different store today. It's only like a quarter mile away from the other store that I work at, and all I gotta say is that there's only four gas pumps opposed to 12. And we're like also connected to a Papa John's, so that store is like super like small. I felt very cramped, and what's the word I'm looking for? When
Claustrophobic.
you don't like being claustrophobic, yes. And just not knowing where cigarettes were was kind of weird and everything. But then like I saw a bunch of brand new customers, but then I saw a lot of my regulars, and they're like, "Oh, you work here too?" And I'm like, "Dude, I'm a gun for hire." And so like, and so, and then after that, I kind of they only needed me until about 8, and then I went over to my other store, and then I only had to work at my other store for like 2 hours, and so like I was there, and dude, it felt, dude, honestly, it was weird. Like I showed up at my other store and I was like filled with energy. Like I got like a second rush and I was just like boobity boo boo, just chill mode. And yeah, it was a good day.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, I was just I've been like entrenched in this game, the Outriders. If anybody's heard of it out there, if you haven't downloaded or gotten it, you should check it out. If you like Destiny or things like that, it's a third person shooter. It's a really fun game. You get to kind of make your own guy to an extent. So it's a pretty fun game. You kill a lot of aliens and there's a lot of people with guns and shit too. So it's a little it's a lot like Destiny.
Bro, I love playing Barbie. That's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You get to get all kinds of different, guns and different, I know you're big into Destiny with like having certain guns you like, and this game has like shit tons of guns,
Yeah.
but they're like all like they're like more like regular people guns, you know what I mean? So it's kind of
Bro,
more
when
like
Destiny.
Halo in a way, if that makes sense.
Okay. Oh, so it's more like real
Yeah.
gun. Okay, I see what you're saying. So it's kind of like Apex almost.
Right, yeah, because it's like shotguns and snipers and assault
Dude,
rifles and
nothing
shit.
got my dick harder than fucking Destiny, dude.
Yeah, I started to play that again with the last DLC is free on it might be free on the thing you have on the PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
Where I but I beat that shit so quick and now it's back to like I don't know, I just don't feel like going like I they don't make the raids like they don't match make and shit, so it's like I can't find five other people to fucking play with me. So
Exactly.
I don't know when. I mean, maybe when Destiny 3 comes out at some point, they'll fucking change that up. I mean, I kind of maybe I guess I get it in a way. Like you want people maybe because they don't want people getting frustrated with people that don't know what the fuck they're doing. But
Yeah, but I would rather have randoms than
oh
nobody.
yeah, for sure. So.
I hope that Bungie picks it back up, because I remember when Bungie dropped Destiny, that was huge. That was like, ugh. Like, and then they got like a whole new management, and like it definitely went a different direction. But like, I just wish that Bungie would have held on to that, because that was another reason why I liked Destiny. Because I was like, oh shit, it's like a cousin of fucking Halo.
Yeah, but, I mean, the second one's still really good though, and the story's good and all that. So, but this Outrider game, if anybody, if you like playing video games, you like shooters, it's worth checking out. Other than that, I finally finished the book I've been talking about on here a little bit.
That, and then I'll talk about the girls with hairy legs. So,
I was actually talking to Skelly about one particular part. It was at the end. Last time I talked about it, it was like everything was a little slow. They were kind of really setting it up, and there's a whole lot of characters, so they're going from chapter to chapter talking about different people. But finally, like, it was like right after I talked on one of these last podcasts about it, it's like the tempo picked up and there were zombies everywhere. So it was pretty cool. But this one particular part, this guy, his name's like Aben. There's like weird names. Aben. He's like a war veteran that's like borderline homeless. And he ended up going into he got dropped off by a truck. He was getting like a hitchhiker, and he was just at some pizza shop eating some pizza. And the girl behind the desk was like a bitch. And I'm not just saying that, like, she was being like kind of rude to him. He was just sitting there trying to eat his pizza, and she was like, hey, we're closing. He's like, well, I'll leave when I'm finished with my pizza, blah blah blah. And she called the cops on him. The cops come and arrest him for almost like he was loitering, but it's like he paid to eat and they had like seats in there. So the guy takes him to jail. He fucking locks him up. Well, he doesn't really lock him up. He handcuffs him to something, and he doesn't answer any of his questions, so he just leaves him in the police station. He's like, all right, well, it's like a bumfuck town, like off the beaten track. So it's like there's only like two police officers. The one guy's like, all right, well, I'm leaving. The guy will be here in the morning to take care of you. And of course, when that happens, that's when the zombie apocalypse kicks off. So
boom,
he's like left there. The guy comes back, the first cop, and he's like, hey, man, you know, talking to him. Did the other guy come? No, he didn't come. He's like, well, I just killed my wife. He's like, she already died, but it's like I had to kill her. Like, he was like explaining to him about zombies. And the guy's like, this guy have his fucking mind. Long story short, that cop ends up killing himself. The other cop is nowhere to be found. The guy's there for 3 days. He's drinking out of a fucking shitty toilet in jail because he has nowhere else to get water. And the other cop comes in zombie mode. This guy ends up yanking himself out of the handcuffs and rips all the skin off of his hand. There's like, you can see bone and tendons and this and the other. And this is a very descriptive book. So if you're into, you know, gory details, this is a good book to read. The guy ends up passing out from it after he...
Didn't you say he like crushed his hand in half? Like he sat on it, all of his weight on his
He
hand.
Was like leaning. Like so,
and it, yeah.
So
it gets, like don't miss out so, the good parts, so he bro. Was, dude, I'm sitting here listening.
Well, yeah, because so he kept like, and on. he actually dislocated his thumb, because some people say if you could you dislocate your thumb, you could kind of slide handcuffs off. But the cop, being such a dick, put them on as tight as possible onto his wrist. So he had to put all his weight against it and slid off. It took all the skin off. He ended up passing out from the pain. But at this point, he had already killed the one zombie, so he like passed out from it. Woke up, ended up like he was like thinking, well, this is going to start getting infected, blah blah blah. So he goes to not a Home Depot, but like a little, you know, tool
Ace Hardware,
like even like a mom and pop hardware store. And he's like, well, I'm gonna have to cut it off. And I was telling Skelly about this, like the way this guy described this, even after he's like talking about people biting off people's noses and eating their throats out, none of that shit disturbed me as much as the way he described this guy having to cut his own hand off. And it was something else. And he did it. He fucking ended up having a fucking blowtorch, fucking, you know, took care of it that way.
Fucking cauterized it.
Yeah. And it was fucking gnarly. But yeah, it ended up.
That's awesome.
I ended up finishing the book. It was really good. I'm gonna get onto the second one here probably tomorrow or the next day, and I'll talk about that a little bit in the future here. But if you're into zombie stuff,
that was cool.
The first one's called Hell on Earth. I'm not sure about the next two titles, but it's worth a read if you're into zombie stuff.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and pick up the ball here. That was fucking very interesting, dude. I was loving it every minute of that. I was like, oh yeah, keep going. I recently got into an argument about body hair with a girl online, and you know, like it posted like this like hot chick, but like she had like her arms up and she had like underarm hair, and then she had like a full bush like underneath, like not just like a, but like she had like the creeping widows, like bush. Up to, yeah, oh dude, it was rough. And then it was compared to like a dude who has body hair like me.
Okay.
You know, and I'm a pretty hairy dude, you know, but like I don't have like shoulder pads, I don't have back hair, you know. I just have like if you've ever seen Austin Powers, I have like a toned down version of that, like
a normal amount of body hair. But for like, a dude.
Yeah, it's normal, you know, like a Superman if I trimmed it, you know. And so but like this bitch, I was just like, hey, like I totally get what you're saying, you know what I mean, but not passing judgment, you know what I mean?
And then
like,
you pass judgment.
I want to find no. I want to find somebody that's like-minded like me, you know what I mean? That takes you know, I take a lot of pride in how I look, you know what I mean? Like I trim my beard, I cut my hair, you know, I brush my teeth, I do these things like to make myself look at it, and I also, you know, trim my shit, you know, I look good. And like I was with a girl that only shaved her armpits for a little while, and like it was weird that she didn't shave her legs, and it just kind of weirded me out, you know. And then, like I didn't mean to make her feel bad, but it was just like I'd rather be with somebody that thinks that that's normal, you know what I mean? And like that's all that I was trying to say to this chick, but she's like, so you're saying that every girl should shave? This is toxic masculinity at its best. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, are you trying to like take a trophy if you want to, but like all I want is just a bitch that, you know what I mean, that is a little high maintenance, that, you know, doesn't like that shit on her body, you know what I mean, regardless if I like it or not. You know,
I definitely,
I mean,
remember you bringing up that one girl before, and I thought it was funny how even your Skelly has a couple roommates, and they are a couple gay dudes, and even one of them was like, ew.
Yeah.
And not only that, but the one thing you did say, and I'm gonna just jump right on one thing you said, like how a dude like this, that, and the other, and blah blah blah, like they're comparing it, but there's a difference, because a dude having hair is like a manly trait, where a woman doesn't need, like, I feel like they're, you know, definitely
they were
a full bush, the dude, come on. I only seen one of those in my life, and it was gnarly.
No, the art I actually only seen one of those in my, I've actually seen two of them, and one of them I was kind of into, and then the other one scared me. it talked about like how like in the like the 50s and like in the 60s, how like razors tried to target more than just men, you know what I mean? And they were like, oh, it's bad if women have hair, and say if a woman gets out of bed and there's hair in the bed, that's the first thing men have to deal with, and that's a terrible way for them to start their day. And I'm like, this is all bullshit. I was like, that's bullshit. I was like, that's all bullshit, you know what I mean? I was like, dude, this is at the bottom of the line is just please don't have a fucking, like, please don't have leg hair, please don't have armpit hair, and just keep your fucking bush a little trimmed, you know what I mean? Like, don't have it all crazy. Like the first bush I was talking about, it was like a good bush. It was because like I was like 16 17, so like the girl just started I know it's kind of super but like it was, she was just like, I don't know, it just looked good on her, and I was just like, I love it. And so it was like a light bush. So, but then the second time I met this fucking Iranian chick, she was from Iran, and I'll never forget, her name was Sarah though. And and I'll never forget, like, I was looking at, she was super hot, and I was like, I've never been with an Iranian bitch before, and she was like, I've never been with a hipster before, and I was like, touche. I was like, you fucking bitch. So, but we, she sucked my dick, and then she wanted me to eat her out, and then I ate her out. But then, like, dude, her pussy hair was like so long to when, like, I pulled away, like, it was still like in my mouth, like I had to like give it like a second jerk, you know what I mean, to get it completely out of my mouth. And then, like, I'm not gonna lie, yo, her pussy tasted terrible, but like it was a great fuck. But I would I wish I would have just skipped that part. We ended up never actually hooked, but it was weird. After we had sex, she was like, well. And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, are we dating?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was super weird. And I'm like, nah,
yeah, not after that.
I'm like, the door is that way. And so it was super weird. So, but I did hook up with a chick from Iran. It was cool. I can cross that off.
I like how you said she was Iranian, and then you went on to say that she was from Iran. Like, that wasn't a very obvious thing.
Well, I'm just saying, that shit was cool, dude. Like, I dated a fucking terrorist for a second.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't go that far, but I'm joking. Yeah, so yeah, that is pretty wild. But yeah, I mean, you gotta keep it tight.
You gotta keep for it sure. Tight, man. Just all I'm saying, man. It's just, it's 2021, and it's as a hygiene, regardless. It's just, you're either a pro femme, and it's just like, you don't wear tampons, and that's weird, or you take care of yourself, and it's like, there's no in between. You know, please don't make there be an in between, because that's so weird. Just pick a side, and so that way I know not to affiliate with you.
No, I hear you. I hear you. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's no reason you'd be putting that kind of stuff on social media, to be honest. But, you know, it is what it is, I guess.
Facebook is weird. I'm thinking about getting off of it.
Yeah, there's, like, people are just, it's been downhill on any of that stuff, really. Like, people are really using that platform to be cucks.
Yeah, and like I just found out, like, my ex is still like kind of out there too, you know what I mean, and her husband is still like on Tinder, and I'm like, ugh, you know what I mean. And the girl that questioned me was like, so she's not allowed to fuck you? But I was like, no, but I'm sure she's fucking every dick within a 25 mile radius of her house. And and that's the reason why he's on Tinder, because he's the loser, and he can't fucking get it from his hot wife. And it's just like, I don't know, man, the toxicity between them is ridiculous, and they have a fucking kid. And it's like, I know you wanted to chime in on this, so fucking hula hoop to you.
Well, I don't think he's necessarily on it because he's a loser, but I think it's because it's just an open thing. Like, why not, I guess, if, like, you know, it is.
I don't know.
It is weird that he doesn't get any action from her, but I mean, if she's out there getting hers, I mean, he has every right to try to get his, you know what I'm saying? It's just weird, like, yeah. Why be together if you're going to do that, though?
I remember when we were together, like, they never fucked. It never happened. She was on my dick 24/7 until my mom died. And then she started fucking other people. And then I went to jail.
Right. Well, I think, who knows? I mean, maybe he gets it once in a while now that you're not, like, I mean, if they don't have a, you know, I'm not saying this in a bad way. I just don't have another way to word it, but like a stay at home cuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't have somebody there at home for her to get some wang from all the time. I mean, maybe she gives, you know, he scratches that itch once in a while. Oh my God. I just remembered something, watching some ridiculous commercial on TV.
Go ahead.
So, I had this random thought, and like I've thought about bringing up random thoughts on these things before, and Crystal's like always talks me down, but you know, like, you know how they have a horseshoe, right? But like, yeah. If a horse doesn't wear it, it's not like it's a bad thing. You know what I mean? Like, what's really the purpose of that? Just so they could run faster?
No, it's the durability. A horse is only meant to, do its own thing, you know what I mean? But we utilize them as a tool, and it puts more pressure on their hooves, and which are essentially fingernails.
Right, it's made from
And
keratin.
so it Yeah, and so what that does is, don't ask me why I know all this, but it's just a shoe, essentially, that's nailed to their fucking nails, and it just makes them, because they do have a lot more energy than they utilize, and so what we do is we just fucking take all the energy out of them by
The
using them as a
horsepower.
tool.
Well,
Yeah,
I just saw the
and that
craziest video on Facebook about like a person taking off a fucking
A
yeah, it's like
horseshoe.
almost like they're getting pedicures because they take it off and then they because like it, their hoof is like a nail, right? Obviously, and so they have to cut everything around because it grows to reach the top of it and shit. And it's just like I was just like, man, it's like we put them on them, but like if you just had a horse and you just rode it once in a while, you don't really need to put a horseshoe on it.
I said, if you did not have the tools to take a horseshoe off, yeah, that's what the nail would essentially grow over it, and then it would be bad news for the fucking
Yeah,
horse.
you'd think so.
Like, you think? I don't know what would happen. I don't know that much
I don't
about
know. That
horses,
was just
but
like a
I know.
random thought I had.
No. So the COVID shot, do you think, are you getting it?
I mean, I might, I guess. I'm not really going to go out of my way for it. I really, as I've mentioned to you more than one time, and I feel like I might have blurbed about it on one of these podcasts a while back, like how I'm just trying to see to make sure nobody's going to turn into zombies and shit before I go and get this thing. Because it is
Hey,
eerily very similar to I Am Legend.
listen, all right, so when I was getting taken to Collier County to pay off all my probation shit, like, I was riding with a really, really good friend of mine who is like he's a really smart dude. Like, I would almost call him like my he's like Joe Rogan almost. You know what I mean? All he does is work out and like watch the news and shit. And like he told me about that shit, and like, dude, it takes like your blood cells and like changes them. And like it's weird. And he was like, I'm not getting he and he was like, I'm not getting that shot. And that made me think, I'm like, I'm definitely not getting that shot. But then like, I also started thinking, I was like, they're like very hesitant to give it to pregnant people and or pregnant women. I'm like, dude, I bet you this fucking vaccine is gonna create flipper people again. And like, that's why when I asked you that shit, I was like, Jason, do you think this again, I'm gonna ask you, do you think that this shot's gonna create flipper people or like flipper babies? Like,
I don't think so, but I guess you never. I mean, you have to. They had to do some kind of testing on pregnant women with it, but I think I don't think it changes your blood cells so much. It just makes you. It's supposed to make you. It's just like if you get a flu shot, like it'd be the same difference.
It change it ch it takes your blood cells and mutates them, pretty
Well,
essentially.
it's just like anything. Like your white blood cells are gonna like fight a sickness, and all it's doing is it's putting it into you, and it's like just it's changing it in the way that it's making you to where you're more immune to that particular illness.
I'm
It's not like they're
good.
turning into fucking. It's not like the first X-Men where they're fucking using the Statue of Liberty to turn people into fucking mutants and
Well, if that, I
shit.
mean, if that was the case, I mean, like, then, like, AIDS would have been not a thing. You know what I mean? People would have just been immune, eventually became immune to AIDS.
But
Like,
that's like different though. This is like a flu. Like that's like a that's I don't that's like more than just an illness. That's like a fucking that's like something else.
yeah. Oh, I know, dude. This shit is. Have you ever seen the fucking what a coronavirus like cell looks like?
Yeah, they used to have it all over like CNN and shit.
Dude, it's got like a bunch of hooks on it, because what it does is it floats and it just grabs onto the closest blood
Right.
cell.
That's the
Dude, it
whole
was
thing it
like.
does. It's making those things less likely to like latch onto you, I guess.
It was designed in a goddamn science lab, bro. Dude, that shit's scary. I'm not getting the shot.
I don't think you're going to have to at this point.
My work is offering me $25 to get the shot. And I'm like, that's not enough money.
Not today, it's not. It might be one day.
No,
it's,
you get some scratch if they would offer. Hey, you're right. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm coming up on them scratch offs.
Oh no, but
I've spent maybe $15 and I've won $150 on them. Like,
it would be something though. Like, if it does, like, it seems like it's already past that point. Like, so many people have gotten it to be like, I am legend style, where this shit just starts turning people. But here's hoping.
Yeah. Dude, I'm ready. I got my knives. I'm gonna get intimate with it, dude.
Well, there was like, there was one dude in this book too. Like, he like grew up, like he knew immediately, like when he saw, like some of these people kind of got it and saw, like the older, like there's some older characters that didn't really get it. You know what I mean? But there was one in particular dude, like grew up watching fucking, like he's like, they say he's like watched every zombie movie, like even like the corny or Italian ones or this, that, or the other. And that's kind of how they worded it. I mean, I know some of them are probably pretty good, but he's like, well, like they're just saying he's like watched like everything, and he like knew immediately what the fuck was going on, and all this, that, and the other. So it's like, you'd think, like hypothetically though, like if you you have a girl at home and she gets it, and you're like, but at the first thing of it, it's like you'd kind of think about killing them, right? But at the same time, you'd be like, what if I'm wrong? You know what I mean? Am I just going to murder somebody right now?
I would keep them like Shaun of the Dead.
You'd have you to at first, mean? Right? Until you know. Because it would be like risky. It'd be risky, to just do it. Because that happens in this book. Like, these cops fucking shoot a guy because they like killed a lady who was eating her kid. And they're like, they didn't see, they were behind him. So they just saw him shoot somebody. Not knowing that she was a zombie.
Yeah.
You know.
So. Oh, yeah. No. If the zombie outbreak, like, happens, it's going to be insane.
Dude, I'd be running around like the fucking Last Mohicans over here with a goddamn tomahawk and shit.
That's what I'm saying. I got my knives. I'm ready, man. Like, It would be crazy. I would go out like a fucking Viking. I would.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it would definitely be a trip. It'd be wild though. You get some TNT or you find some way to like or barricade like the little bridge into Marco Island, and you just like go take over Marco Island.
Marco Island. That would be the. I remember in high school I had like this plan to take over a Walmart. I remember, you know, because like you know how they have like the in and outs, right, dude? You could just shove all the carts into the in and outs, and so you have two barricades right there plus the carts there, and then you just barricade every other door, and then you could just live in Walmart. And but you can only live there, you could probably sustain in Walmart for maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah, you think they'd have a backup generator of some sort there.
Yeah, but then you'd also have to fight off all the other people that thought that same shit. You know what I mean? Like,
that's the crazy part about like the whole zombie apocalypse is like the zombies are bad, but like people would become very dangerous.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, almost more like than the zombies in a way.
That's where you have to become heartless, man, because
there was parts in this in this book, like this girl helps this guy and she like gives him something. I'm like, oh god, that's a bad idea. And he ended up being a nice guy. But like in my head while I'm reading, I'm like, oh, this guy's gonna fuck this broad over somehow. And he didn't, but like, you know, that's just how like it seems like most things go. So I don't know, it's wild though. I guess it's not gonna happen.
Yo, fucking I'll kill a bunch of flipper zombie babies. That would be tight.
That actually happens in you probably haven't seen it. It's on CBS. Well, if you have Hulu,
Flippers. Was it a Flipper Zombie Baby?
I feel like I've. Well, not that so much, but there's in like there ends up being somebody who seems like a serial killer, but they kind of hire somebody, and she's like, this is after Silence of the Lambs, like she's trying to figure it out, and it ends up being like, and I've haven't seen any more episodes since then, I just haven't watched it, but it's like there's a medical company trying to cover something up and kill these women who are like essentially whistleblowers that were pregnant and took this drug that they were like trying to trying to test on people and shit, and all their kids came out fucked up. So kind of like what you're saying in a way, and it just kind of reminded me of that. But, you know, we'll I don't know.
That's what happened when the United States took over when in Puerto Rico, dude. They tested on a bunch of women for like birth control and shit like that, and like they had a bunch of fucked up babies.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. Yeah, dude. I mean, it's I feel like that happens from time to time in life, but you know. It is what it is. I guess you go in there, you know, one thing like, you know, cause you know, you get paid, they'll pay you for like some of that. I can't think of the word I'm looking for, not screening, but like, to come and do like the lab,
come have a flipper baby
is the word. well, you know, like they have all kinds of things like that, dude. And like, you know, if you were to sell one of your nuts for one of those things, like they'll take one of your testicles and then give it to somebody else. Like,
yeah.
Produce again, you know, like I supposedly it's like 70 grand for a nut, and like I saw that one at the first when I first read that, I was like, man, if they gave me a fake nut, I feel like I could definitely
for sure grand. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't even think twice about it,
like especially now, like having the second kid, like I don't want any more kids,
take
like,
them both, man,
if they could keep me from like losing all my testosterone, like, that's like 140 grand real quick. I was like, you give me a couple fake nuts.
Fuck it, dude. That'd be tight, dude. So. I just hope that I wouldn't, like, grow boobs.
Right. Well, I mean, you could always get testosterone. You can
take pills and stuff. Too.
No, you can get injections, and, like, you just have to go into a place, and they monitor your levels to make sure it's not too high, not too low, and it's just, like, going and getting, like, EPA prescriptions. It's the same difference.
Take my nuts.
Yeah, that's pretty cool shit. Yeah, fuck it, right? So, I know. Yeah, I mentioned at the beginning we were going to talk a little bit about WandaVision. You notice sometimes like Skelly and I talk about different things here. Like Chris has not seen all of it, so we couldn't talk that. Like we kind of. Well, if I would have known, like we didn't really have another plan for the last one we did with the Justice League, because I know Skelly hadn't seen it yet. Well, before we get into WandaVision, I'll give you like 2 minutes or so, or a few minutes here, if you just want to just say how you feel
the
about that
the
movie
show.
Real quick.
The Justice League. Justice League was fucking amazing. I actually, man, it was 4 hours long, and it didn't seem like it. I couldn't get enough of it. I was like. And then seeing Martian Manhunter at the end, it was awesome. Seeing more of a backstory to Cyborg, it was cool. And then like I also took a moment to see like a side by side video on YouTube of the Justice League and the Snyder Cut, and dude, the Snyder Cut's just way better. It's a way better movie. I thought I honestly I had seen the Justice League and then I watched this and I thought I was watching a whole new movie, and.
Yeah, there was definitely a not of that whole movie of the 4 hours. There was maybe at most 25% of that was the same movie. I watched it like yesterday or the last couple of days. I watched the black and white. They have it in gray too. It's called Justice in Gray. I watched that. I thought I read something like there was going to be some other shit in it, but there was not. But either way, it was still good, and I really enjoyed that shit. But yeah, one of these ones we'll probably talk about Godzilla vs. Kong. We'll throw that in here. We're not going to become just a movie or TV show review place, but you know, a bunch of shit's finally coming out, and we've been so neglected this last year with fucking new content with TV or movies. So we might as well get on it while we can, you know, the iron's hot. But that being said, I know you had.
Yes, I did. I just recently watched it. I just finished it. Yes. Okay.
So
yeah, I am. I liked it. I'm still perplexed on what has happened to Vision. I guess he's a new Vision. And I'm still kind of wondering if Evan Peters is going to continue in this, because that would be awesome. Like, when he showed up in it, I was so happy. It was also cool to see Scarlet Witch at the end, you know what I mean? Like, looking like a goddamn fucking... Woo, dude, yeah, like, Scarlet actually Witch. Looking like a witch, man. That was cool, man. It was cool, but they left it on like a bunch of clips. Like, what is she still like in a little world, or
no? She definitely opens the whole area back up and leaves. It was weird because the first couple episodes were obviously kind of a little cheesy, but they were supposed to be, and then it got real good, and then it kind of like fell flat a little. I felt like the last episode, like, I feel like because those Marvel movies are so like, they have like the climaxes of them are so good that I think it was like you're hoping for it, but this was like not there. But this was really mainly setting up for the Doctor Strange movie, Scarlet Witch is going to be a huge part of it. Multiverse of Madness or something like that. But anyways, like, I feel like it's, for some reason, I want to say like the body they had that Scarlet Witch went and saw, like Wanda looked at, was a fake body or something. And I think like the body he had is his body, but for some reason it's white now. But I don't know that for sure. Because, I mean, they're cutting through it. Like, what are they cutting through?
I have
through
no idea.
Because this shit's made of vibranium.
Yeah.
Like, what's cutting through it? You know what I mean? So, kind of like that. But I think at the end, like, he gains all his consciousness back. Like, the fake one does something to make him remember everything. So, I think he's still good. I don't know where he went. I wonder, like, also the one thing about it, like, you know how he changes and he looks like Paul Bettany plays him, and he just like sometimes like looks regularly like him. Like, is he still going to be able to do that, or is he just going to be like ghost Paul Bettany if he tries to do it now?
I don't know. He's not even a color. I'm also interested in the kids. The kids were cool. I loved how they had powers too.
Those are real characters too. Like, they kind of just disappeared, but I don't know. Well, Evan Peters 100% is not going to, like, they show that he's just like the neighbor. But it was kind of like it was kind of cool with him being him, because he was him, but it was like, they just kind of, it was like an M. Night Shyamalan twist they threw in there. You know what I mean? But that was pretty cool. And have you started watching at all?
No, not at all.
The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Okay.
Good. It's good. It's definitely worth it. This one is definitely starting off better than that one. It's like it definitely kind of the way that it feels kind of like a Captain America movie a little bit.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool. And Marvel's just, and I see, I think Loki's going to be coming out here in the next few weeks or something like that. Yeah. So I mean, Marvel is definitely kind of starting to push it out. You know, this whole, you know, obviously COVID and flipper babies were holding all that shit back. But it should definitely be, that should be good. I mean, we'll see what happens with Wanda. And
that'll be cool.
Doctor Strange, and we'll see what they're going to do. I feel like they're trying to do the Me Too movement a little too much in Marvel. Like, I feel like they're going to just start pushing out a lot of female characters. And that is what it is. Yeah,
there's going to be a female Black Panther, correct?
I think so. I think it's supposed to be the sister.
I don't mind seeing a bunch of pretty bitches,
but it just seems less believable.
It's true. I saw the preview for the new Looney Tunes with LeBron. Oh
yeah, I haven't watched the trailer.
Lola Bunny, I'm not gonna see that movie. Good, bro.
I saw a picture of her, and I was like, "Wow, they made her less. They definitely not. Oh yeah, her down a notch from the original." No. And I was like, "What?
Yeah,
what?
No, I was like, I bet, like, I'd still fuck."
Yeah, there was something else I saw that I wanted to bring up about like how like, you know, they're taking like Pepe Le Pew out of the shit and whatever. But there was some other character that they I forgot what it was. I saw some meme about it and I was like, oh, I didn't even think about it, but it was something else that people are still loving. But it's like that's another fucked up character, but I won't see that movie. I think I don't know what they're doing. I don't
The
know why they
Space
had to make
Jam,
a
that's
second
right.
fucking
Yeah,
Space
no,
Jam.
I'm gonna watch it, and I'm gonna judge it very, very heavily.
Yeah, it just was
It
like,
better be,
well, you
dude. It
know,
better be good.
again, like two of like, I guess I forgot what it was called.
Yeah.
The Monstars was the first one. These guys are going to be the Goon Squad, quote unquote. And like two of them, they take the powers from female
What?
basketball players, right? And like I'm like, I get it, but because I saw somebody's like, oh, which team would win? It was like on ESPN on some social media platform, and I'm like, clearly the one with four or five dudes. You know what I mean? Like, what kind of question is that? Like, that's dumb. That's like, and like it is what it is. I mean, they're like one of them is Diana Taurasi, who's like one of the best female basketball players of all time. But it's like,
Yeah, that's
come on, it's just
that's pretty
the come on.
funny. Clearly the
You know, it's like, of course, they're giving LeBron an
It's
easier
like
team
when
to
that
play
fucking
against. Go
when that
figure.
trans
Fucking
girl
jump.
became a UFC fighter, and they were like, so who do you think would win, her or her? And it's like,
Bro.
obviously the one that was just a dude, like.
There is something like that. It was a college basketball team where it was a trans dude on it who's like a half a foot tall in every bra. It's like, well, of course this team's good now. There's a bunch of crazy shit like that. And I mean, I know there's like at least I forgot what it was, like Missouri or one of those states over there, like put something like there, like one of those states is like, no, that's
Yeah.
not a thing. You're not doing that in our state. And I mean, I don't really want to get too much into this because I figured we were going to probably kind of end it on that last thing. But before we go, I'll just give my small take on this whole trans thing. So hypothetically, how back to like Pepe Le Pew's canceled or Dr. Seuss or any of that kind of shit, but you got Ellen Page, who becomes Elliot Page, who in a TV show on Netflix, The Umbrella Academy, if you haven't seen it, it's actually pretty tight. She's still playing a chick character.
Yes.
She should be canceled. So it's just like, it's crazy. Like, dude, if you want to be a dude, you should be off of that
Yeah.
fucking show. 100%. And what you gonna say? What is he gonna say? Oh, it's because they're not letting me do the show because I'm a guy now.
Yeah,
It's
you're
like,
a
yeah,
dude.
obviously. Like, you're not playing, you know. It's like, it's just so fun. Dude, shit is so crazy in the world
Like, I mean, if I
right
wanted to be
now.
a girl, I
The best.
wouldn't like, you know, I don't know how where that was going, but I'm just saying, like, you know, I wouldn't like still expect people to like, I don't know, man, dude, that's where things get all gray and weird, you know what I mean? Like,
Like
you gotta pick a side.
if you're trans like that, right,
Pick a
you
side.
should not, right, but you should also, if you're a dude, you should not be able to
Yeah.
become a chick and play
Yeah,
sports.
that's true.
Like, you shouldn't. And like, because you think about it, if a chick becomes a dude, they're not going to go and play fucking
Yeah, you're not
sports.
gonna see one girl come a dude, and then all of a sudden she's a running back for.
She's winning
No,
the 100 meter
she's a
dash.
running back for a starting running back for Alabama.
Right. So, I mean, and you know, it is what it is. I mean, people could think what they want. Like, I get people having whatever freedoms and shit, but it's
Yeah.
like, that's just like ridiculous. Because you couldn't hack it in your own. Like, oh, like I saw something, like it was somebody, like it was, I don't know if it was something along the lines of this person ranked like maybe 40th in whatever thing it was as a dude, and like now is the best woman. It's like, that shouldn't even be a
That's
thing. That
crazy.
shouldn't be a thing. Like, oh, because you couldn't hack it. Like, all of a sudden, like, look at the size of this
I'm gonna
butch
cut my dick
motherfucker. And
off
like,
and
now
I'm
you're a
gonna be
chick.
super awesome.
Right. It's just crazy. At least if you're going to do it, be like fucking Caitlyn Jenner. Like, yeah, go right? win the Olympics and then cut your dick off. That chick is still arguably the best male Olympian ever. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy to wrap your mind around it. Oh, fuck. So, what with that being said, I think that's going to be it for us today, guys. We appreciate you listening, as always. You could catch us on Facebook, Twitter, The Lost Boys Podcast. You could DM us at Lost Boys JC on either of those two platforms. Listen to Skelly on That Monster Podcast. It's really good. Every once in a while, he has somebody on there. It's a good time on there. He kind of just rants and riffs. You could catch him on Instagram.
Nah, my that name is Skelly. Instagram, That Monster in the Woods, and on Snapchat. Yep. My name is Skelly.
I am Skelly. Right. And then Gamers
Killer,
Ghostface yep. Killer FL on PlayStation for Skelly. If you want to get on Xbox, you got an Xbox. Sizz 1935. Like I'm saying, I've been playing Outriders a lot, guys. This game is co-op. I'll fucking gladly go on.
I've been playing a lot of Madden, and I'm just waiting for a challenger to come and give me some.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I got over my bit of the fucking NBA 2K.
I fucking played
it out already. So, but anybody wants to get on some Destiny, fucking Outriders now. Fucking holla at your boy. Skelly, fucking find him, beat him in fucking Madden. But either way, guys, that's it for us. We'll be back, whether it's just me and Skelly or with Chris, we'll be doing a full blown the Lost Boys podcast. We're gonna fucking probably nix these side quests.
Chris got lost just because he was a true Lost Boy. That's all.
We want to give you guys the good fucking contents. So you guys, we want to give you the full blown. Yeah. We don't want to give full you the blown. HIV. We want to give you the full blown. So just check it out. Just keep your ears peeled, guys. We'll be back.